Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
U-C-R.
One?
U-C-R.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna settle. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It is, I believe it's Wednesday today. It's Wednesday, September 4th. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. This is Uncensored Radio, Guilty Pleasures. I am guest co-hosting tonight. I'm going to let y'all see if you can figure out who it is. But I am joined, of course, by Jeffy, and I'm sure Karen will be along here very shortly. And Lips is minding the back lines and doing some producer shit that I don't really understand. So let's do it. This is how we play show. How's everyone doing?
I am fabulous. I just thought it'd be so funny for you to do the intro, since Miss Ashley was a little late to throw people off, because they're going to be like, I thought they said this was live.
Well, have they figured out who I am yet? I mean, I don't know if there's still some folks that are kicking around from, you know, way back when, but because, you know, we should play a little game. Because, you know, this show apparently has so many co-hosts that are in and out, and just it's like a freaking revolving door on this show. Am I Christina? Am I MadisonDivine.com? I couldn't help it. Am I Fishman? Or am I the one who shall not be named?
Well, I think my guess would be thou who shall not be named.
Oh my God, I think you're like totally correct, yeah?
How fabulous is that? Like, I totally guessed it, and it was right after all. Like, for bro?
Yeah, you know what? You get to win an unscripted radio mug because we bought them in bulk, and then we changed the name of the show, so they're kind of valueless.
You know, I hate when that happens, when you order a bunch of promo stuff for a radio show, and then you have to change the name.
I know, that really is a son of a bitch.
But, it happens, though.
So, yeah, you know what else really excites me? Fred.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so those of you that figured out, Mike J's back. He's here. And, of course, tonight, you know, we've been on the phone or whatever because the website had crash issues. So, Michael is going to be revamping our website for us. And him and I were talking, and I'm like, we got to book guests. And I'm, like, making him book us guests. And, of course, you know, he only books men that he has crushes on. So, of
this
course,
is true.
Who does he want to book on the show? But that kid Fred, you guys know him from YouTube? The one that, like, speaks in, like, a squeaky, fast-paced voice and then loves...
Yeah.
What's that fat girl's name?
I don't know the fat girl's name.
Well, I guess she's not really fat, but it's just his, like, fag hag, I guess. Which is okay.
Yeah. Everyone has one. I mean, I have one. You have one. James has
true.
One.
And I feel bad for calling her fat. I really shouldn't, because a little later tonight we're going to talk about a poor girl being called fat, and being a fat person myself, it's probably not nice to use that word. So I apologize to any
listeners that may be on the larger side. You got that all wrong. See, it's okay for fat people to call other fat people fat, just like it's okay for black people to call other black people the N-word, and it's okay for white people to call each other crackers. I mean, it's just the way the world works.
You're ridiculous.
I just thought I'd point that out. But yes, Fred does very much excite me. And before you all, you know, go all crazy on me, he's perfectly legal. In fact, he's 2 years over legal. He's 20. So it's all good.
Yeah. We had that whole discussion. Like, this kid was born when Michael and I were, like, almost out of elementary school. Like, it's a little ridiculous. I'm like, dude, we could have babysat him.
I could say some things which I probably shouldn't, because, I mean, you know, there are certainly things I would have done to him had I been babysitting him. Just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so hoping we don't have major important listeners tonight. They probably just are like, yeah, no, click.
I'm just kidding. But come on. I mean, as cute as the dude is, I got to give him props for, like, seriously making a career for himself via YouTube by basically being
right?
a squeaky, annoying person.
Right. And
I mean,
so cute. Like, I was trolling on one of the websites, and I saw, like, oh, the Fred kid comes out. And I was like, huh? And they're like, watch the video. So I, like, watched the video, and he was with his best friend, and they were, like, laying in bed. They were, like, they asked some question about the two of them, I think. And he's like, well, because I'm gay, duh. And I just thought it was very cute how he did it. And he just kind of, you know, it was, like, just a matter of fact. It wasn't a big deal because it's not.
Right, right.
At all. Like, it is what it is.
Sure, I mean,
like,
come on. Jane, don't you think Fred is really cute? Come on. Be honest.
Me?
Nope, there's that 10 seconds delay.
Yeah, there's that delay.
That
yeah, I
don't
was asking
like
you. You don't?
I'm
so
not a big fan of Lucas Burchank. No.
You wouldn't talk for him?
No.
Ah! It's funny you should ask him that, Mr. Mike J.
Well,
I would
you know,
not.
I don't cut out the pretense. I just cut right for the jugular. You know how I do.
I'm cool with that. I'm just saying, he's not my cup of tea. He is too flamboyant for me, and I'm good.
All right, so you prefer them to be more of a furrier masculine nature, I understand.
Not furry.
You're saying he likes them like Topher? I heard Topher earlier on the line, so I couldn't resist. But apparently he's not listening anymore.
Yeah, well, apparently I offended him along with 20 other listeners, but that's okay.
That's right, that's what
you
do.
I would just like to do a shout-out just in case anyone who happens to be listening to a former drug dealer that I used to talk to. Could you let him know that
Mike J has got the boxing gloves on, and he's ready to go tonight.
If you could let him know that
since
I did try to email him back, fresh. But apparently his account has been suspended. That's all.
Have you talked to Cuckoo Cachoo lately?
I tried to email him back, but don't you know Lava Bit apparently got shut down. Because it rejected my email.
Who is Laughabit?
His email was at, because, you know, he had this thing about needing to have out-of-the-way email accounts. It can't be normal. It couldn't be Google. It couldn't be AOL. It couldn't be Yahoo. It had to be, like, Laughabit. So Laughabit apparently got shut down. So you couldn't email to that web server anymore. So I couldn't return his email.
Wait, so did he email you after the last time you were on the air?
Yes.
And? I can't believe you haven't even told me this off air. What are you talking? Are you kidding?
Well, I was keeping it on the down low, but, you know, I was just putting it out there that should he like to email me back, he needs to get a new email address.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he's going to love to email you now, especially after you called him an ex-drug dealer who lives at home with his mom and dad and doesn't have a cell phone. I'm just saying.
It's an inside joke. He likes it when I call him a drug dealer.
Oh, does it make him moist? Does it give him stranger wood?
It may very well.
I like hearing about Mike's dating adventures because it makes me feel better about my own.
Well, okay. Miss Johnson, have I got a dating adventure for you? Let me tell you about the dream I had last night. I dreamt that I had an orgy with Ricky Lake, Brian Moore, and Josh Sabara. That's all I'm saying.
Like, the fact that he told me this earlier and that Ricky Lake was involved made me a little sick to my stomach. And I really realized that Mike still has the problems he had a year ago before he left the show. He's just been masking them for the last few months, I think, trying to suck me back into his web of crazy. Because why are you having sex dreams about a female, let alone Ricky Lake?
Well, look,
because
it's no secret.
Because it's like the ultimate.
It, yeah, exactly. It's no secret that I have a thing for her. I've always had a thing for her. I mean, it never was a physical thing. I just wanted to be her, that's all. And, you know, so apparently it manifested itself in a dream. I have to get that dream interpreted. It was a good dream, though, I got to say. It was kind of nice.
So were you
was,
actually, like, having coitus?
Well, no. Like, as far as I could remember from when I woke up, like, there was a whole lot of, like, you know, oh, my God, it's you. I'm so glad I met you. Like, holy crap, this is amazing. I want to be on a talk show just like you. And then there was, like, some kissing, and then there was some groping. But I remember there was more groping with the boys. And then it was more like Ricky was watching. I don't know. It was very weird.
I almost want to tweet her right now. Like, I feel like she probably already feels you're a little stalkerish fan with the website, and I feel like that's why she didn't come on.
Maybe. You never know.
Yeah, right. Tonight will be the night. Ding. It's Ricky. So, Miss
yeah, right.
Johnson. Where the hell have you been?
I was at a Greek festival all weekend, and I saw some of my ex-boyfriends, and it turns out the first guy I ever dated is gay.
Ah, shit, she must have turned him.
I was wondering if I did, and the thing is, like, he's one of the most beautiful guys I've ever seen in my life. He was built like a Greek god.
Uh-oh.
Gorgeous. And
did we lose everybody,
like,
or just Johnson?
What?
You're cutting out, but I don't know if it's actually you or if it's Blog Talk. It makes me a little nervous.
I don't know. I don't think it's me. But
I vote it's Blog Talk because I have been getting, like, every other word every now and then.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
James,
yeah.
Can you ask in the chat room, are they able to hear us or are we cutting out? I know, 10-second delay.
Well,
that's awful.
It's connecting me from the chat room. So it's kind of hard.
Oh,
now see, I
too.
Only heard every other word from Jamesy.
Yeah. Well,
somebody keeps picking me. Well, they're saying that they're hearing us fine in the chat room.
Okay,
oh,
good.
All right. We just can't hear each other. That should make for an interesting show.
It wouldn't be the first time we couldn't hear each other. I mean,
yeah.
I'm saying, like, the alcohol that is poured through these episodes.
Well, right, I got to know. Wrong, girl.
Well,
how do you feel?
So you went to the
right.
Greek festival, Mary. That's what I heard.
That's
and then
beautiful.
It was like, so what happened at the Greek festival? You met your first boyfriend, and he's gay. So how did that make you feel?
Like I'm an idiot. Like I should have known. Why did I not know?
Well, how old were you?
Like 16.
Oh, you wouldn't know.
Maybe because you were 16. And when you were 16, gay people were like unicorns. People didn't think we really existed.
Well, I grew up in Hollywood, honey. Of course I knew gay people existed.
Oh, I thought we were just a myth in Hollywood as well.
He was probably just really good at covering it up. I mean, I know when I was 16, like, I don't remember when I came out. Jeff, do you remember when I came out?
It was after me, and I left high school, so you didn't come out until after high school, dude. So it was, like, 18.
Oh, yeah, so it was 18 or 19. So I'm pretty sure that at 16, I mean, you know, I would have done anything and everything under the sun to try to mask it. So, I mean,
I was 16. He was 23.
Oh, well,
my God, so he's a pedophile and gay?
Okay, so why is this like a blast from the past? I hear these voices that I haven't heard in a while.
Oh, we're just mixing it up a bit.
Yay!
Gang back together!
Yay. Woo-hoo. So it sounds like Katrina Johnson and Mike J are in the house.
That's right.
Awesome.
Sure
we're here.
Guys.
And hey, Karen, and, you know, the burning question of the evening is, do you think Fred is hot?
Do I think who is hot? Fred?
Fred.
She ain't even going to know.
Who is Fred?
That crazy little, like, squirrely motherfucker from YouTube.
Oh, the little corner kid? Like,
yeah.
Like, he makes these weird noises. And I don't know that I think he's hot. I wouldn't go so far as to say that the kid is hot. But this is the thing. Geek chic is, like, in. And, like, awkwardness is actually a bonus these days. So people who are a little awkward or they do weird things or they're a little uninhibited, like, that seems to be the thing that attracts people as opposed to the traditional things that we, you know, you would think people are attracted to.
Well,
yeah.
I'm attracted to nerds because they have all the money.
I agree with that.
Look, Fred is probably loaded, so, I mean, in more ways than one. So.
Oh, my goodness. No,
you know, I have to say.
My dad obviously thinks he's hot. That doesn't surprise me.
There's something about
his
little
twinkle
like Karen, like you said.
I don't know who he is.
He's like Madison.
You haven't changed
they like the young one.
I haven't talked to you. Yeah, he likes some young, doesn't he?
Mm.
I do. I really do. But look, he's 20, so he's legal. I'm just putting that out there for the FCC. We're talking about a 20-year-old that's perfectly legal.
Yeah,
well, you know, and then,
legal.
Karen, did you catch the part about Katrina's pedophile gay boyfriend?
I caught that she was 16 and he was 23, and I was very disturbed. But
and
I didn't know
gay.
That was gay.
Well, here's the thing. Let me explain a little bit. When I was 16, I'd already been in touch for 2 years. So I think he was still in school or something like that. So we had that in common. And we were
wait,
both
that he
virgins.
Was still in school? Like high school?
Yeah.
So you're telling me not
like
only
he
was he
dumb?
A gay pedophile, he was stupid?
No, he was in college. I was in college for 2 years already when I was 16, and he was in college.
Okay.
I still think it's like a party foul. Like, it's like one of those things, like, yeah, you were accelerated, and yeah, you were smarter than you needed to be, and it wasn't a usual situation, but you're still 16 years old. Like,
you
I can
know.
Only imagine you at 16, like, you're petite and little and tiny and pint-sized. I can only imagine you at 16, you probably were, an infant. I can't.
No, she was, I'm
well,
sure, a firecracker.
I was really petite, but I had, like, an amazing body because I was a dancer. So that was misleading.
I was going to say, I don't know if this will offend, but was it before or after the boob job?
Way before.
She went there. Oh, boy.
You never know, though, because, like, Britney Spears, didn't she get, like, a boob job at, like, 12? Like, she was, like, super young and had these.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't do anything crazy till I was 20. And
okay.
I was never, like, really alone. Like, we never went anywhere alone together, me and him. I always had a chaperone.
So, like, 19, like, 50-something. Because I'm pretty sure my grandmother was, like, 16 and my grandfather was, like, 21, 22, somewhere in there. But it's funny that, like, that age group, like, that's, like, I think the fourth person I've heard in, like, the last year talking about people that were in relationships that were, like, 20, 21, whatever, with, like, 16-year-olds. And I'm like,
yeah.
This is disgusting.
Right, but in the olden days, like probably when your grandparents, like that was okay. It was all like nobody said nothing, nobody cared. But
in our generation,
it was a violation.
Well, and they got married.
The reality is, I dated someone who was like 20 when I was like 16. Like, and now that I think about that, I'm like, wow, like that was so. It was wrong on so many levels. Like,
right.
You know. Because, now looking back, it's like, I wouldn't want my 16-year-old daughter dating a 23-year-old.
I have this kind of thing where it's just me. I mean, again, like, I'm not going there. Like, I like older men particularly. But I feel like if you're old enough to be behind the wheel of a car, I think you can choose if you're going to have a sexual partner. Like, if you're able to have the responsibility of driving something that can kill people. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying it's right, though. It still creeps me out, and I feel like if you're 21 and you're messing around with a 16-year-old, like, you have way more issues than I even want to deal with.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you have
problems.
But there was no messing around. That's the thing. That's why I should have known better. There was no messing around.
I mean, there's a reason that there's laws in place that say a 16-year-old girl cannot consent to sexual intercourse, even if she wants to. You know, I mean, that's an invention of modern age. I mean, like, you know, Karen was saying, back in the day, shoot, I mean, yeah, people were getting married at 12 and 13 years old. The guys
mm-hmm.
were older, you know, because, God, they only lived until they were 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had a short life.
Right.
They needed to get that shit locked down and done.
My mom had a baby at 15. So, I mean, it's like, that's
my cousin
thing.
Did.
It was a little different. But I still think, like, that is, like, a 15-year-old mind, there's a certain man that wants a 15-year-old girl. Like, that's a young mind. Like, I think about what I was thinking about at 15 and 16, and I was dating, like, I think he was 20, and I was like, you know, I see it for what it was, you know. And luckily I was smart, and I had parents, and I had people who were kind of around me and wouldn't allow. If I would have had more freedom, it might have gone really wrong really fast.
Well,
but
I mean, look,
I can totally
relate to that. I mean, Jeffrey, you know, the first guy that I ever dated, Jason, he was 9 years older than me. He was my first serious relationship. I was 20 years old, and he was 29. I mean, I lost my virginity to him. You
right.
know?
No,
so,
I dated a guy when I was, like,
really?
Around 20, 21, I was dating, like, a 30-year-old. And it was very much, like, you know, older man, younger. Like, he liked, I think it was my young mind, and obviously I was sexually active. Like, it was, you know, I feel like that is, I can't say that it was a control thing, but there, when someone's older than you and they're more experienced, there is a sense of control.
Yep,
they know
exactly.
More.
But what
is this
thing on our end? I was, like, 16 and, like, talking to, like, 40-year-olds. Like, so what
exactly.
is it with – because now it's all of us, Katrina included. When we were
mm-hmm.
younger, we went after older people. So what does that
yes.
say about us as a younger
well,
kid? Go, why were
I
we so interested in older people?
My 30-year-old had a money. He had a car. He had a good job.
Yep.
I could do anything. He would
yep,
take me
yep.
anywhere I wanted to go. And, like, I want to go out to eat at Red Lobster. Like, it was stupid
yeah.
stuff. But he
well,
could
no, that,
do that.
That's exactly it, Karen. I mean, I look back at my situation. I mean, I was, 20 years old. I was in community college, and I looked at this guy,
mm-hmm.
Jason, who, you know, I mean, thank God he doesn't listen to this, but because I'm about to trash him a little bit. I mean, I looked at him, and, you know, it's exactly like you said. He had a car. He owned a house.
Mm-hmm.
He had a steady
mm-hmm.
job. I mean,
yep.
you know,
the thing, probably. Like,
yeah. Well, he was dirt poor. Like, I look back at it now, and
a hoarder.
Yes, that too. I look at where I'm at age 30 to where he was at age 29, and I am miles ahead of him.
Right, but that
you know,
young mind of yours, you felt like he was leaps and bounds ahead of someone your age. Like, you're like,
oh, I did. I mean,
well, I was impressed by it.
It was so bad, I actually decided not to go away to four-year university to stay in Syracuse with this dude.
And you didn't
even like him.
Oh,
no. No, I didn't even like him. He turned me off to sex so bad, I couldn't have sex for years after that. It was so terrible.
You had to go to, like, a sex therapist? Like,
I did.
No,
I really did.
Was,
like,
was,
seriously,
was
we...
It
we,
was actually a good, I don't want to say sugar daddy because it wasn't really that kind of, he wasn't paying my bills, but I always felt like I could go to the store and I could pick out anything, and he would buy it.
Yeah, it's like you're
know,
a kid and you, you know, go to the toy store with your parents, you know,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. Like, I was always weird. Like, I didn't want to go out of town without, like, an adult or, like, on a trip. Like, I remember Michael and I were, like, 18, and we had to go to Ohio for a funeral. And it was, like, I think the first time both of us had been out of state without an adult, and I was horrified. Because what happens if something goes wrong? Who's got the bank account with the money?
Well, What happens when we're driving on the highway in Ohio and I crash into the truck next to us?
I wish I knew what you just said. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I totally wish I heard what you just said because it cut out completely for me.
Yeah, like I was like, I thought it was just me, and I was like, well, no one said anything.
Yeah, I thought it
was
just
cutting
me.
Out. Yeah, like
Jay.
I keep going, okay, keep.
Please send your report to Blog Talk and tell them we want a free month. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
you
think,
guys
yeah,
are terrible.
Something was happening. We missed the whole thing about Ohio, and that's all I got.
Oh, well, Jeffrey would have appreciated this. I said, yeah, exactly. Who has the bank account when Michael's driving the car on the Ohio highway and crashes into the truck next to us? That's a merger.
We didn't, though.
No, we didn't. We didn't, but you, like,
we almost did. Like, we were, like, what, in Cleveland or Columbus, one of the bigger cities in Ohio, and
Columbus.
It was, like, Michael couldn't drive, you know, on the main street in town. And he thought it'd be a good idea to drive through a highway where, like, two or three lanes on each side connected to the one,
oh,
and
wow.
We ended up in the middle and had to
yeah.
get over to, you know, kind of like L.A. traffic. I
oh,
mean,
yeah.
this
yeah,
kid
me...
almost, I'm pretty sure we almost went under the semi. I mean, it was just bad.
I mean,
oh.
let me paint a picture for you here. So,
yikes.
You know, picture it. Columbus, 1994, I don't know. A highway, five lanes. A little 1995 Plymouth Neon, black, rusted out, missing wheel covers. A Ford F-350, big truck with a trailer. A guy smiling with no teeth. Yeah, it was bad.
And you had that experience. Why is it that every, like, teenager, like, I think back and I go, man, when I was a teenager, when I was early 20s, like, I had some near-death experiences. Like it shocks me that you make it out alive because you do such foolish things and you like have these near death experiences and it's like your parents would flip if they even knew like half the shit you did or half the stuff you survived because like
oh,
your parents
yeah.
would have died if they known you were driving
oh.
on a freeway like they, you know you couldn't even like Jess said, you couldn't
no
even
fun.
Drive on a busy street. But you got on the freeway, and it was like, what were we thinking? Like, I think everybody in the group of friends have that near-death experience, you know?
Yeah, but you have to have them when you're young like that, because if you had them when you're old, you'll have a heart attack and die.
I was just going to say, like, this is why I have to take Xanax, because of all the shit that I did when I was younger, that I'm deathly afraid to leave my house now.
Right, and you've got issues. You need to go to counseling, but that's a whole other show.
You want to know
another show.
What makes me need to go to counseling?
Me?
Blog
no,
talk?
But I could. No, the fact that the Octomom is back in the news. I don't know if y'all have
Might
heard
be.
This or not. But speaking of like the things we used to do that are crazy, this bitch is still doing it. And she's being investigated for welfare fraud because of profits from her masturbation video.
What?
Yes. It says the L.A. County of Welfare and Fraud opened an investigation against Octo, seizing her financial records and determining she's been overpaid $15,683 in welfare funds from January to May of 2013. Okay. First of all, she made $15,000 in that short amount of time from welfare. Like, that's more than what I get paid.
Well, she got 80 kids. Like, she probably gets a check. And then a couple
anybody?
Of them, quite a few of them are special needs.
Anybody.
So you get extra money for the special.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, Karen's back. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Are we back?
I guess.
I'm here. I don't know if I'm unmuted. Can you all hear me?
Yeah,
yeah
I can
hear
you.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is so annoying.
Did we have a break in the Matrix?
Yeah. James, seriously, chat them people and tell them I want a free month. I'm done.
Oh.
You guys know that, like, Blog Talk Radio is the bane of our existence. So please, we're going to try to get through the show, and we do apologize in advance for any of the new listeners that are listening. This is normally what happens, but we're going to keep it moving. We'll keep things light, and we'll try to get through the technical difficulties. So bear with us.
Okay.
Yeah. So Octomom, this is the thing. What I was saying before I got interrupted. I don't know if you heard this, but Octomom, a couple of those children are very autistic. Like, very. So she gets money because of their special need, and then she's got 80 other kids. So it's not like, you know, and she doesn't have a job, and her excuse is,
but
you know, obviously.
But in 5 months, she made almost 15.5.
That's crazy. How she can't live. Like, I've known people that have a lot of children or have really large families, and they're able to live, and they're able to feed their kids, and they're able to do it. I understand, like, having all those kids at the same age, the difficulty that might bring, but I don't understand how she can't seem to, like, not be broke and not be on welfare.
She's making, like, $30-something thousand dollars a month or a year in cash from welfare plus food stamps. But here's the thing. So they seized her payment records from Wicked, the company that hawked her masturbation porn, and they covered her hefty residuals. In January, she made $1,800, February, $2,500, March, $1,800, April, $7,300, May, $3,000, June, $1,200. So 6 months total with $17,889.01. So in 6 months, she made like just over $30,000 between welfare and residuals from playing with herself.
Wow.
Not bad. All right, then.
You know, I play with myself every day, and I've never gotten a check. This is bullshit.
Well, you don't get a tape. We've been trying to get a sex tape on you for years. Now,
right.
It's been a few years.
We could probably take that
$17,000
and triple it if you want to do that on camera.
Listen, we're going to put a special edition on the website. It's going to be called Cat Corner. You can email your payments to mc1001@netscape.net. I will be happy to give you a password. Hi, Def, I swear.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can the tagline be, come play with my kitty? Meow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's perfect. Katrina, you down? You can get us funded. Like, we could finally edit the reality show. Come on, girl, take one for the team.
I mean, I think I've taken a few for the team through the years.
You would have brought it up, though. Like, we could make a killing off you if you would just do it.
Tired of taking, damn it.
All your hopes and dreams will be given to you.
Yeah.
Do it just a little fondle. Just takes a little fondle, not a lot.
Listen, we'll get her some cucumber vodka. That'll get her real liquored up.
That's true. Mike is the victim of the cucumber vodka.
I really am.
He is the one who is the casualty of the cucumber vodka. We will not allow that in your presence, 5J. I won't.
I appreciate that. That sure did me dead wrong.
I have, like, text message memories of this dead wrongness.
You know...
That was a very entertaining night for me. Like, I will have to say, like, it was very entertaining. I might want to do that just because.
What, the wedding night that he was texting you and you weren't even here and it was still crazy for you?
Yes, I was getting, like, but the text messages were almost, they were hilarious. Like, hilarious. You have to look back and laugh at it now. You got to laugh to keep from crying, Jeffrey.
The thing is, if we're gonna try cucumber vodka again just for the heck of it, we might as well just all eat bath salts.
Hey,
listen,
fuck you. I didn't get to try it. That drunk fool drank it all on my wedding day, and I still have yet to try cucumber vodka. Thanks.
Listen, I still want to see the video that we filmed. Me, Katrina, and your cousin Dale were in the Top supermarket. I'm pretty sure I was very wasted at that point. We were videotaping something Top, all right? I know there's a video.
Oh, Yeah.
Oh, man.
Something
I hope it got destroyed.
I think we were doing
band,
like.
There will be a band against cucumber vodka in March. Because
yeah.
I will
yeah.
not have the same thing happen to me on my wedding.
Wait, is that your way of saying Mike Jay's invited to the wedding?
Mike Jay can come to the wedding as long as he does not drink cucumber vodka or anything that's going to have him screaming
now,
crazy.
Now, look at Karen.
We will fight. I will physically fight you, Mike Jay, if you do this
listen.
You will wake up missing a limb. And
it's
you'd be
strange.
Like missing patches of hair.
He can't really pull what he did at my wedding, at your wedding, because the only thing he could use is race. And I'm pretty sure, considering, you know, that your family's black and Boo's family's black, like, I'm pretty sure that he'll be dead before you can get to him. I'm just
right.
saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't have to. They would handle that. Yeah, because
I
got crazy and crazier
and
family members.
Michael may be the gayest homophobe I've ever met, but he is not a racist.
No, I'm not.
We might be okay, Mike. You might be able to drink cucumber vodka at my wedding.
It would be the opposite effect. I would probably bust out a Bible and start quoting things about, you know, like, you know, man shall lay with woman and they will fornicate and have many, many children under the eyes of the Lord. You know what I'm
going to
say.
Wow. This is the thing. I have a bunch of holy rollers at my wedding. You fit in nicely.
Shoot. You know what? I'm going to start my own church, and we'll get some money that way. That's how we'll
do. There we go. No, actually, Mike, Jake, you are more than welcome to come to the wedding, because I think that would be fun. We may have our Los Angeles adventure after all.
Oh, Lord. I will check and see how many points I have for Southwest. I may just do that.
There you go. We might have to have reality cameras for this, for that.
Oh, my God. There's season two.
Season two.
Season two.
The way that it was supposed to go down.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're trying to do season two. You ain't got season one edited.
There's
going to
be a house. Yeah, there's a house full of Rangers on that day. Like, I've gotten verbal commitments from most Rangers to come on that day.
Oh, my
Hell
God. Michael's
yeah.
going to... Could you imagine if Mike was there at Steve's studio when he choked me out and then was, like, had his head all in Joe's crotchetal area? Mike would have had Stranger Wood and died right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would...
Yeah.
Steve probably would not be my friend anymore. He'd be like, why'd you bring this guy to my
I would have needed to borrow a pillow. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Between Katrina flirting with Steve and Mike's Strangerwood, I would not have friends right now.
No, the best part about Katrina
that's
flirting
true.
With Steve was that she was flirting with him and his boo was like 10 feet away listening.
Right. And like,
no,
I had not known.
My bad.
I know. I was like party foul all over the place. Like all. Like I'm surprised I still have friends.
He's
so damn hot. Yeah. She might just be more confident than all of us. That might be what it
I
is.
I think Karen paid you back though, Katrina, when she body checked you.
don't tell her why I body checked her. Don't tell her. I was trying to knock her unconscious.
I think you did. You almost did. I was seeing stars, that's for sure.
Yeah, Mike, you really missed it. You could have been slammed by a male Power Ranger, choked out, like
you
flipped
know what?
Over.
I think I need to go so I can go to bed so I can dream of Ricky Lake, Josh Sabara, Brian Moore, and Steve Cardenas all in an orgy tonight. That's what I need.
Yeah, Mike, all of your dreams could have come true.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've lost more than you know, Mike. You lost more than you know.
Oh, no, trust me. I've seen the photos of Steve from his Hawaii trip. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm just going to say, Michael, allegedly, there may or may not have been a very good-looking male Power Ranger who may or may not have signed
a co-host's ass
of Uncensored Radio. It's all allegedly, of course, but it could have happened. Mm-hmm.
It could have.
No, it really did, though.
Allegedly. Speaking of asses, you know, you all should get checked for prostate cancer.
Okay, why? Why should we all get checked for prostate cancer?
Well, because
I check my prostate regularly.
No, honey, it doesn't count if somebody else is doing it for you.
Well, because look, this applies to us three, and I use the term loosely, men on this show, me, Jeffrey, and Liv.
Why does it got to be loosely? That's how you know why you got, bitch, maybe you loose, but I ain't.
He is loose.
You're loose, Jeffrey. With live
about
radio.
Your
I should have read this article. I should have read this article ahead of time because the first line of this says, if you're a man over 50, the following information could help save your life. So apparently it doesn't apply to us at all. So, yeah. It says you may have a 1 in 3 chance, and this is a public service announcement, of developing prostate cancer during your lifetime. They're not good odds. So please, if you're over the age of 50, you should, definitely look into that and know the 5 early warning signs, such as, you know, inflammation, bumps, tears, bloody stool, et cetera.
Ouch and ouch.
Sounds like a normal night at Jeffrey and Joe's honeymoon. That's what that sounds like. Oh, just kidding.
Sorry.
That is not even the case. But Katrina, I have to ask, you know that boy we've been talking about? Does his name begin with an L by chance?
Wait, which boy that we've been talking about?
The 23-year-old gay boy.
No, his name starts with an N.
Oh, okay, because if it was an L, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he just tweeted you and he is pissed.
Oh, really?
Somebody just did, and they just their tweet was wow. So I was like, oh shit, because somebody
says
wow.
Maybe they feel guilty. Maybe it applies to them as well. Maybe she just outed somebody.
Oh boy.
Have you ever had someone like you're talking in general terms, and you're like, well, someone to be remain nameless. And then all of a sudden, someone calls you and go, "Were you talking about me?" And you're like, "No," but it like they completely felt guilty.
Mm-mm.
What was that?
Well, Jeffrey seems to think that everyone in my Facebook status seems to be about him. So.
No, because when you post stuff that's like, I call you and I text you, or you text me and you ask me something and I respond to you and you don't answer, and like you are just always angry, and it's usually like after we've been texting or I don't get back to you. So it is very coincidental that you're just going off the panhandle and I just happen to be involved, and you're like, because I don't ever see you texting some angry shit when I'm not around, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, Jamesy, I've been hearing some things, you know, we need to get you to a happy place, maybe we need to send you a bottle of cucumber vodka, it will really help you get your stuff out into the open.
It will help.
No,
it will help you get your emotions out.
I think for me to get to a happy place, I think I need to just up and move to Vegas. And live there and start my life completely over.
Oh my gosh. Can I get some credit here? I have tried to encourage you to move to Vegas like 6 months ago. You could have been in a much happy place like 6 months ago. And you weren't trying to hear me. You were like, I've got to tie up some loose ends. And I'm like, how old are you, James? You're like 25? How old are you? 25?
You know what? I did tie up. Yeah. And I tied up those loose ends. And Katrina can expect an email from me in, like, the next day or two.
Well, she needs a roommate. It's all good.
The offer may not stand. The offer may not stand as announced. Katrina, does the offer still stand?
The offer still stands. The offer still stands.
Because I thought she may have rented out your room. That's the only reason I was asking.
Or James, you know, Mike J is always looking for a place to rest the donkey.
Oh, geez.
And a house cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh,
listen. I I understand you want to practice being a top. I may be willing to oblige. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
I really wish I heard what he just said.
I really wish I heard what he just said too. James heard it, but I did not.
Apparently the listeners,
I think, can hear everything. But if by chance you hear some cutting out, we apologize. We're trying to figure out what is going on with Blog Talk and what is going on with the connection. But I think the listeners heard what you said. Mike J., repeat yourself, please. Because every time it gets good and juicy, you get censored for some reason. Maybe the hacker is censoring you.
Telling you what, it's those 4chan people or whoever they are. But, no, I said, look, I understand that, you know, James may have been interested in trying to experiment as a top, and I'd be willing
to
oblige.
Are you kidding?
And it cut out again, didn't it?
It happened again! I was like, okay, wait. It was getting good, and you got censored. Like, I think the heck, I don't know what's going on. What's going on? Are we being punked?
Well,
Ashton!
I've had a conversation with the people of Blog Talk, and they're supposed to be working on this issue, and
they're
I'm not really happy with censoring me.
Well, here's the thing. I just got the email, the transcript of the problem with Blog Talk, and it's the same issue that they said they had months ago, and they're like, well, if you've heard Twitter and blah, blah, blah recently... Well, lady, this has been going on for a year, six months
censor
now.
You,
like,
Jeffrey.
It's
they
getting
don't
old.
Want you to
like,
tell
seriously,
secrets.
Up your security. Do what you got to do. Get your shit together. And giving me 2 weeks free is not really compensation, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, see, we missed half of it because they're censoring you, too.
Yeah.
But we'll take it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure she heard me, and she's not going to be pleased.
Yeah. They're going to get a really nice phone call from one of us.
Get ready to get some F-bombs, lady. We're giving out F-bombs. We're dishing them out.
Okay. So, but I really need to know the moral of the story is James apparently heard Mike J. James, how do you feel about
James
Boston?
Is meeting you.
How do
we
I feel about you. Boston? I don't necessarily think that that's where I want to go. I want to get away from the winter months that are cold.
You can clean the toilet with, or you can clean the bathtub with a toilet brush. Mike J doesn't mind.
Oh, listen, we don't do that here anymore. We don't do that here anymore.
He's upgraded.
He's totally lying, Karen. He's totally lying because he told me way back when, like after the show, he's like, well, I just bought another toilet brush. So there's one for the bathroom and there's one for the toilet. So bull pucky on you.
Well, at least you've got to separate. As long as it doesn't go in the toilet and go in the bathtub, I think it's okay.
And I do have to say, it is probably kind of ingenious because it's probably a great scrubbing tool that you don't have to, like, get on your knees.
Yeah, because it's got a stick. Like, you can have
exactly.
it, you know.
I like being on my knees. That's when I do my best work.
Oh, God.
Me too.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not too shabby either, but when it comes to cleaning tubs, I'm just saying it might make sense to have a stick and, like, have a brush with a stick on it.
Listen, I like anything with a stick, so if it makes my life easier, it works, and that's what I'm saying, you know? You just grab onto that stick, and you go up and down.
I think it's across the board. Every host on Uncensored Radio likes something with a stick. Do we have any heterosexual hosts other than Katrina and I?
Why would you consider Katrina heterosexual?
Who's heterosexual?
Just kidding.
We don't even have bisexuals. It's just two heterosexual girls and the rest are gay men.
Apparently you didn't read that TMZ report that Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That was having a lesbian love affair with Amanda Bynes from Nickelodeon's All That. Just
Jeffrey,
saying.
If you reported that to TMZ, I'm going to kill you.
Listen, that is a video I would pay to see.
It doesn't count if she hears voices in her head. It doesn't count.
Yeah, no, the reason why poor Amanda Bynes has gone crazy is because it's been Katrina's voice in her head telling her to do bad shit.
Get it, man. Get it, Amanda. Do it. Get yourself kicked off of a show.
It's horrible. I'm trying to think of that movie. Any movie that she was in. Did you put roots on
her? Tell the truth, Katrina. Did you put roots on Amanda Bynes and drove her to crazy?
Yeah, I did.
You were mad, huh? Because you were supposed to be in that Snow White movie or whatever it was where she dressed up like a boy, huh?
Yeah, I was pissed. She got to make out with my boyfriend, Channing Tatum, before he was married.
I do envy her for that.
I'm still bitter. I'm still real
did
bitter.
Did you show Amanda Bynes your Pikachu? Because last time you showed it to Jeffrey, he ain't been right ever since.
Oh, yeah, of course. I show it to everybody that I think can see it.
Which I have to tell you, so we had Izzy LaRue's second birthday this past weekend, of course.
Oh, God.
And there was a big gathering.
God.
And we kind of got into the conversation of, landscaping. And, I heard a lot of disturbing things, and they were, like, talking about electrolysis. I'm like, girls, don't do it. Men's, too. I'm like, leave you a landing strip. Because Katrina brought up a really valid point. You'll never know what this trend's going to be in 20 years, because 20 years ago, people were all about the bush.
Yep, that's right.
Why do you think 20 years ago we didn't have electrolysis and laser hair removal?
But people had scissors and razors, girl. There was no excuse.
Well, look, this is my thing, too. You might want to leave a little bit of hair down there because you never know. You could start going bald and you might need a transplant. Leave a little.
You might need a follicle or two.
And that can just get real expensive and uncomfortable. I already have hair extensions on my head.
I swear,
I'm not trying
my
to have to
they
get
got
them
it out for you.
Down there.
They heard you were back on the show and they're like muting you up.
Damn it.
I know. I didn't hear half of what you said and I know it was good.
Well,
it was
real fabulous. You know it was good.
It was good. I said you need to leave a little bit of a landing strip because what if you go bald? You might need a transplant.
Right. Well, this is the thing. Like, I think that the word has gotten out, Mike J, that you're back, and so they're like, they're giving us a 3-second delay. And it's one of those things. We're having one of those shows tonight where, because of the technical difficulties, we just want the audience to fill in the blanks. Do we tell everybody it's the fill-in-the-blanks
but
episode?
The problem is they can hear us. We can't hear each other. So it's kind of like, whose line is it anyways? What's the co-host line tonight? We have to play guessing games, which I feel like it's kind of made the episode a little bit more funny.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting.
For us.
I
don't know about for the listeners.
I'm assuming the worst. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna assume the words for the listeners.
I think by a show of eyes on the panel, all those in favor for James moving in with Mike J for a little bit, aye.
Aye.
Okay,
there you
James
go. The eyes have it.
There you go. It is what it is.
I guess that's settled.
Start packing your shit. No more loose ends. You said it.
Well, I mean, I think that would be, I don't know.
We need to deflower you before you come to Vegas.
Hey, you would not, you would find out, it would be a good way to check your prostate.
Do you mean check it or get it removed? Or get it dislocated? Dislocate your prostate. I mean, that's a little different than checking.
James will be coming to the next convention all bow-legged, and we'll be like, we know where he's been.
Listen, when I'm done with that boy, he's going to feel his prostate in his throat. That's all I'll say.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yowza. Have you ever been with a black man, James? Maybe you should start there and work your way up to Mike J. He's on black man level.
Oh, no. It's not the same. Like, I got the length. I don't have the girth. The black men have the girth, and that shit hurts. Let me tell you what.
So I think you've been with a black man, Mike J. Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. And it was a few years ago.
Okay.
to be continued.
Well, I'm just saying that would get him ready for Boston. Like, that could give you a prelude to what's to come.
That's true. I mean, it would definitely, you know, help widen the landing strip, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Okay, so also you're kind of ready. You're almost there. You're kind of ready. They always say once you go black or donkey, you don't go back.
Or he could just get a 2-liter bottle and try that, and then he'll be prepared.
Oh, my God.
Okay, is this show over yet, like, for real? Like,
no.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
We got a whole 5 minutes, and you know what I haven't mentioned? I just got back from Dragon Con in Atlanta. I want to thank all the people in Atlanta for the hospitality I was shown. It was an amazing trip. It was probably the biggest convention next to Comic-Con. I wish you guys could have been there because it was pretty freaking fantabulous. It spread over, like, you know, 5 hotels. And it was just, it was ridiculous. Anybody who's ever been to a convention was there. Like, I couldn't name a celebrity that wasn't there.
And the fact that you were hanging out with, like, people from True Blood, I just want to say, I hate my life, and I'm so sad that I was not there.
Yes, you would hate your life, because there was, like, I mean, there were, like, I'm telling you, like, really cool, like, even if you're not into Comic-Cons or that kind of thing, because it's definitely a crowd that goes to these, they had everything. They had the people from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, they had the people from True Blood, they had, obviously, the Star Trek people, they had Power Rangers, they had... Mm-hmm. You know, anime people, voiceover people, they had child stars, you know, I mean, it was like every genre, like you really, you know, it was everything, like it was literally everyone, if you were into anything, if you watched a TV or movies between the 80s and now, there was something there for everyone is what I'm trying to say. And I want to congratulate Jessica and Matt. Jessica is a very good friend of mine. She made my helmet. I love her to death. She's a just an amazing girl. They got married, and I was the maid of honor, and Jason Frank was the best man. And she had on a dress that was the pink Power Ranger gown, but it was like a pink Power Ranger costume, but it was made into a bridal gown. It was freaking amazing. If you've never been to a Power Ranger wedding,
it's so sweet that she had such a nice person being her maid of honor. Like, what a great thing for you to do. I that's all I got to say.
I missed it all. I missed it all, but I'm sure it was good.
I'm sure you can guess as to where the direction of my comments went.
I can't even guess. It was a Power Ranger wedding, and I that's where I left off. I don't even know what you might have said. It probably was really mean.
Not to you, and not to anybody in particular, but I just made a point to point out how kind you are and what a loving person you are and how great it was that she had such a great person in her wedding.
I know you didn't say that. I know you didn't. Oh, my gosh. Whatever he said, please tweet me. Please Facebook me because I got to know what he said. I'll have to listen.
That is what I said. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him. But you know what? I can listen on demand and so can you. You at any point can listen to any of our past episodes and tonight's episode on demand at James. What's the on demand?
LabTalkRadio.com/uncensored radio.
Yes. And for those who hacked our website, you suck balls.
Karen, yes. you can't really give them that much credit. I know what your username and password are, and, well, quite frankly, I'm disappointed.
When he told me, I have to say I was a little disturbed myself. I was like, are you kidding?
What? I just used something that everybody could access because it's like people need to kind of get in there. So I can't be around.
But when you think everybody can access it, you don't want everybody to be able to access it.
Well, what can I do? What can you do? What, you know, what can you do?
Like
I don't know what to tell you. Well, we'll have to change it. I don't know how to change it. So that's why Mike J's back. Welcome back, Mike J. We got some work for you to do.
Oh, yeah, it's been piling up for a year. I can see it on my desk.
Welcome back. Love ya. Mean it. Vacation's over, Mike J.
It's like a bad prostate exam, boo-boo.
It's so well lasted.
He'll hate us in, like,
10
days. I'll give him
10
days. He'll hate us.
Listen, I got a date with a bottle of Lube and Fred in my iPad. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay,
buddy. Goodbye.